I met a man, he picked me up when I was hiking a lift, and I told him what I was doing, and he offered me a job, and he turned out to be the commanding officer of the Frith, which was right. then part of the army, and that was, they were building, very hush-hush, all sorts of things for the army to land in bits and pieces to in France, a small motorbike folding that would go, could be dropped from the air.
Right.
And they were also building the one-man submarine, which was used against the Tirpitz in Norway. That was all right. And then I learned to weld then. Well, not anymore,
what?
No. It was, they built this. I had nothing to do with it. I used to watch them doing it.
Right.
But they built this one-man submarine, and then they took it down to Staines, and I went with them.
Yes.
And there's a huge reservoir in Staines.
Right.
And they were trying it out.
Yes.
There.
Right.
Going down, and there's only, when they sort of called it a one-man, there was actually two men in it.
Yeah.
But it was a dangerous thing.
Really?
It was hardly seaworthy, and...
Right.
And most of them, it was successful, and they put limpet mines under the Tirpitz.
Yes.
But half of them were killed. Yeah. There must have been about five or six submarines. And
yes.
Most of them were killed. But it was, that was yes. the time you didn't
yes.
think of it.
No. And you were doing general welding when you were
yes,
there.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I was showing bits and pieces of... I was yes. learning lots of things.
Yes.
I was only young then.
Which, can you remember which year that was you were doing that?
That must have been about 41 or 42, yes.
And how long were you there for?
At the Frith, about 18 months, 2 years.
Okay.
Then I went on to welding on the...
Social facilities, like you had somewhere to eat in the buildings at the Frith.
Yeah. Do you know, I don't remember ever... eating anywhere.
Right.
I don't know whether I took sandwiches or something. Yeah. I can't remember that. I honestly can't.
No.
But many of them used to go down to the steamer. There was the pub
right.
down there.
Right.
I never did.
But yeah.
You know where the steamer is in the
no.
wedding? Oh. as you come off the old A1.
Yes.
It goes, you can turn left and go down the hill. The steamer is
yes.
Is on the right.
Yeah, I think I do.
There's a pub on the
is
right
yes.
there.
Yes. Right, yes.
Before you get down into Old Welling,
yes.
there's a sharp hill.
Yes, there
they
is.
They used to have
yes.
a sign on that hill, loosen the bearing rein with...
You know, really?
You know the bearing
no.
rein? The bearing rein used to be attached to the horses.
Right.
And they used to hold their heads up like that.
Yeah.
And it was... tying a plaque on there, loosen
right.
the bearing rein on the hill.
Right, because of the steep, the gradient, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and did you socialise with the people, other people working at the Frith?
Not very much at
no.
all, no. We didn't, I didn't ever know anybody outside of the
no.
job.
No.
A lot of them came from further afield anyway.
Right.
St Albans and places.
Oh, right, yes.
But and I was only the young boy in there.
How
but,
many people would be working there?
Oh, a lot of them were army.
Mm.
They were army engineers.
Yes, yes.
Several hundred, I should think. Yes.
Okay, yes.
But it was a lovely place. It's
yes.
still there, of course, the
yes.
house.
Yes, I know there's talk of what to do with...
You haven't been there.
I haven't, no. No,
no.
no it
I
sounds interesting.
Either.
Yes.
I'd like to, but...
And what sort of hours did you do there?
Oh, there were normal hours, about 8:30 till
yes.
5 o'clock.